Welcome to Ask the Shirt. This is episode 20, recorded on 4 November 2018. I'm your host, Mike Schmucke. I'm also a First Sergeant in the United States Air Force. This podcast does not reflect the views of the Department of Defense nor the Air Force. All opinions within are my own. I'm going to try something a little different today, as I have some work to do. So as I do my podcast, I'm going to be actually walking around and picking up some mulch, doing some yard work, etc., as we enter the fall season. For my mulching, it's kind of interesting. I shouldn't say a theory, it's something I've just done for this term, this season. Essentially, it's take a bunch of sticks and mulch that is in the wild underneath this forest that's near my house, and take all that, I spread it around near my garden, and from that, my garden's actually done really well with the dryness that happened this year. I didn't really have too much of moisture issues or whatever. Granted, I'm in Belgium, so it rains a lot, but it also just helped keep bugs down and weeds and etc. But it broke down, all the sticks break down, and now I've got to go back and redo all my mulching. But it's free because it's in the forest. It's just requires work, and I'm trying to multitask as I do this. The thing about multitasking is sometimes you get, I get distracted by the actual labor, and so I forget what I'm doing or saying. But I'm going to give it a shot again today, and you get to laugh at me as I go down rabbit holes or whatever. Today I was going to talk about the underdog, and this has to do with leadership, that's kind of been my focus, but the idea that we don't give credit to people sometimes, or give them the opportunity. So I was a new medic. I think I had just recently gotten my 5 level, so it's probably 2011, and it is time for the EMT rodeo. Now, the EMT rodeo is pretty neat. A bunch of medics go down in a team of, I think it's four or five, and they go down to New Mexico, Cannon Air Force Base, which is an amazing spot. No, it's not. And they compete, basically, in a competition to become the best, or to show their skills as a medic. It's fun, or it was fun. You had to do IV skills, you had to have knowledge in your head as far as what certain things were, what they weren't. What I mean is you have to have the speaking knowledge of something, so the head knowledge, as well as show your actual skills, your applicable tactile skills hands-on. So how to properly carry a litter, how to load a patient, how to take care of a patient, how to extricate them from a vehicle. Of course, all of this is timed, so that kind of puts an extra added layer of stress on you, plus there's yelling and explosions and just fun stuff like that. Well, at any rate, I didn't know about the EMT rodeo, and neither did any of us who got picked for it. You see, it was kind of one of those, oh, this is happening. Hey, let's send a team. And so they did. They sent us. And I remember being told, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about winning. Just go and have fun and see how you do. You guys didn't really train for this. Because we basically got told, the week prior about this. And they also said they didn't expect us to win. They didn't expect us to place. They didn't expect us to really do anything. Just go and kind of see how it is. Well, first off, being told by your leaders they don't expect you to place, they don't expect you to win or anything, that's kind of depressing. I mean, really, what kind of leader decides to say that to their people, that, well, we don't really expect much from you? Now, for those that are kind of thinking, well, you guys haven't trained, that doesn't matter. You see, to me, your training shouldn't be for a competition necessarily. You should be able to just to be able to just save their life. Like, that's kind of the goal. And so if they're not confident that I'm going to place and or a competition that are supposed to be testing my skills, to me, that means I'm not a really good medic either. So that really pissed me off to start with. But I was not the team lead. I was the second in command. The team lead was a tech sergeant who, she was a good medic. She was a flight medic beforehand, before coming back to the med group. She was just a regular medic, a flight medic. And the others on my team, we were just normal medics. So we go down to Cannon Air Force Base from Peterson Air Force Base to compete here. And man, how neat was it to get down there, see these other teams, and then realize, man, they have been training. These guys have it down. Now, we did some studying on the way. So we drove from Peterson Air Force Base down to Cannon. So we did some book knowledge, some head knowledge, trying to get an idea of what things were, refresh our skills, those kind of things. I drove about half of it. The tech sergeant drove the other half. She was funny. I was doing the speed limit, you know. And there's not a lot between once you get near Cannon Air Force Base. And it just ain't much around. But I'm going the speed limit. She gets in the driver's seat and just takes off like a bat out of hell. And I was, you know, trying to follow the rules and be the good example. And she quickly taught me, hey, just let it go. Let it be. But she was the leader, so she could do that. So we get going down there after, you know, doing some studying. And I told the team that, you know what, I hear what we were told. But let's just be here to have fun. Let's do our absolute best. And if we place, we place. And if we don't, we don't. But let's show our skills as medics. And let's do the best. That, hey, you know what, even though we don't work in the ER, we're just clinics, you know, clinical medics. We can still do this. We show up, and they had started handing out T-shirts. I mean, this is how bad it was. They didn't even expect us to be there. Nobody had told the officials that we were coming. And so we get there, and they're like, "We don't have shirts. We don't even have shirts for you." So they went out and pretty quick found like these color, these pink T-shirts, and we're like, here's some shirts for you, for your team color. Yeah, you guys are pink, sorry. I was like, you know what, it's fine, we're gonna own this. And so we were pink, and we were laughing about it because I was the only guy on the team, the only man, and the others were ladies. And so we just started going on it. We decided at that point, you know, again, you know, I gave my part. Our leader, she agreed, like, hey, we're just going to own this. We're going to do our best. And regardless of what happens, let's bond together as a team. Let's have fun. And, you know, we're going to learn from this experience. We went through and really just owned it as far as a team that helped each other out. We also assisted other teams. We went and we encouraged other teams during their competitions. We talked to everybody. We just were trying to learn and have fun while we did this. And it was a great, great time. When it came time to present the awards, you know, they start off with, we thought maybe we'll get fourth, maybe third or something, because of the way we've been going and doing, and mainly because we've watched our, the scores. So we had done really well during the Jeopardy portion, the head knowledge. We did pretty well. And so we thought, third place, maybe. That'd be great. Well, when they announced fourth place, third place, and then second place, we weren't any of those. And so we're like, oh, okay, cool. And then when they announced the actual winners, it was those from Peterson Air Force Base, which was our team. We were the underdogs. And they even said it that way of, hey, these guys weren't even supposed to be here. They came. They're from a clinic. They are true underdogs. We're so proud to announce the winners being from Peterson Air Force Base. Oh man, how exciting was that? Super exciting. And so we of course were just shocked and happy, very, very happy that we won. And so, you know, we go up, get the award, get the trophy, get the pictures. Man, we were congratulating each other. It's just a great time. When we got back, our leadership was shocked that we won. And the lesson that I learned from that, because they said congratulations and you know you guys did it and this and this. I was very thankful they didn't say we knew you could do it, because they had said that we weren't going to do it. The lessons that I've learned from this, or from that, don't underestimate your people. Give them the opportunities to succeed. And, you know, if they're trained to do a job, they should be trained all the way. In other words, it shouldn't take the fact that, hey, we have an EMT rodeo. We're going to put you against the best of the best for the Air Force Medical Service. And we're going to train specifically for this so you can win. That's not how we should do it. That is not how we as leaders should be training our people. It should be that we are always training to just do the best we can. We should always have that in mind, that, you know, and I'm going to look specifically at the medical world, because that's what I know. That's what I love. But it can be applied to anything. I mean, maintenance for aircraft. You know, if you're going to have an EMT rodeo or a rodeo for maintainers, that we're not training to win at a rodeo necessarily. We're training to be the best. And so if we're going to compete at something, our level, if we're a five-level journeyman, we should already be at the top of our game at all times. So if suddenly an opportunity comes up that we see, we can jump on it. And we have those tools already set up to win, to compete against other people. And that's how we need to train. That's how we need to train in the Air Force at all times, is, hey, I want you to be the best. I want you to freaking know your job so well in and out that you can compete at a moment's notice and win, or can at least place against others, or have the, what am I looking for, have the ability just to compete and go down and have fun. I don't know what I'm trying to say there, but you shouldn't have to train for that kind of crap, and your leadership shouldn't be worried and telling you, well, don't even worry about placing. You should be trained at such a level that you can go and compete at any time. I know I kind of said that a few times, and it's circular talk that I've got going on, but that is how we need to train and teach at any job, that we're at such a level of competence that there's not a worry. And so take that lesson of the underdog from me, that we were thankfully ready at any given time. And it just happened. I mean, it's not because we suddenly just came together at the right time, right place, whatever. No, we had all taken our training very seriously as medics. We just didn't realize it. We really didn't until afterwards. We chatted and we were all giving it our best. And we all wanted to show not that we could win, but that we knew how to be good medics. We really just, we know what we're doing. We can save lives. And it makes such a difference when you have a team like that that want to excel at everything they do. They want to excel at what they've been trained or what they're being paid to do, why they joined the service. And so take that lesson. you know, take my lesson that I just was explaining here, my my story, and go and do that with your folks. Go do that with your airmen. Teach them to be the best they can be at their job, that they know it so well that at any given moment, they could go and they could compete in such an event, and they have the confidence, and you have the confidence that, hey, they don't need to train for the specific event. They got this. Because that's how well they know the job. Thanks for listening. I'm going to listen to this myself and make sure that it actually makes sense, that you can hear me over the crackling of snapping branches and walking back and forth or whatever. A little bit shorter than normal today, but I just thought it'd be something different. I'm trying to kill a couple birds with one stone, and so that's kind of the why, or the purpose behind this. So thanks. I do appreciate those that are listening. Please email me at asktheshirt@gmail.com. I'm trying to find a good format for, you know, for three episodes a week to do. But I need those questions. We've got to, you know, they're flowing in. Well, they're trickling in here and there, which is fine, but I will answer them. Again, that's asktheshirt@gmail.com. Appreciate you listening in, and please share this video, or not video, please share this podcast with those that are that are wanting to have a better understanding of leadership, what their next steps are, or just for the pure entertainment value of a first sergeant trying to speak on a podcast and teach others. So, at any rate, take care, have a good one, stay safe.